Hello, Gone Wild Audio. This is Widow. So, in case y'all didn't read my thingy, when I posted this, the reason I'm posting it so early, is because, one, I'm shy, and I'm still, like, warming up to being recorded, and two, because I feel like sometimes people can be more attractive when we know more than one side to them. So yeah, I'm doing the Spill It questionnaire by CB, I feel like that's such a weird name to say, because it just, like, blends. Maybe that's just the way I say it. But yeah, it's a 20-question questionnaire. So, here it goes. Number one is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, and 10 being exactly like. I'm gonna tie this with number 2. Which is, what's the story behind your username? Because, right now, because I've only done one audio, I feel as though most of my persona is my username. Although the one audio I did is very much like me, kind of. Because, God, like, I'm an only child. That's a personal tidbit. But, like, because of that, I feel as though the incest fetish is really interesting to me. Because I never even had a sibling. But yeah, so in that case, it's really like, and my username is extremely like me. The story behind my username is really kind of sad. My friends where I grew up, which is in Europe. Yes, I grew up in Europe. No, I'm not European. I'm German. I'm American, but I grew up in Germany. Ha, there. I hope you guys are happy. So friends where I grew up here, basically would call me Widow because I had a habit of going through guys like tissues, because somehow I always managed to, like, get rid of them and, like, eat their insides and then just be like, poof, bye, because I would run away because I had really bad, commitment issues, and I was mostly just really afraid of being hurt again. So they call me Widow, and then I figured, like, Black Widow gets really annoying. Because people are like, oh, you're black, haha, Black Widow. And I'm like, no. So I changed it to Ice Cold, because I've also had people tell me that, like, I don't always, like, I say things sometimes, and I'm like, oh, that's such a mean thing to say, or, like, how could you say something like that? So that's how Ice Cold Widow came about. Number 3, how many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. I speak English and German. I will not say something sexy in German. One, because when I was younger, I stopped speaking German a lot because I was like, ew, German is gross, because I want to be super hardcore American. So I stopped speaking it as much, so my German's kind of, like, icky. And two, because German is not a sexy language. It's a very harsh, like, if you want to rebuke your children, like, rebuke them in German, because, like, Ich liebe dich is I love you in German. That's not very sexy. That's very, like, girl, I fucking love you. God damn it. So yeah, no sexiness in German. 4, who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't know that I have one. I've never been told I look like a celebrity. I've been told I sound like celebrities. I've been told I could very easily match the voice tone, singing of the woman that does Ursula, like, in Poor Unfortunate Souls, and, like, through the whole entire freaking movie, people say I sound like her. But no, I've never had a celebrity look-alike be, like, put to me, so yeah. 5, who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? A lot of people know a lot of my secrets, but, like, they're little ones. But thankfully, as I've gotten older, less people know my secrets, because I think that's just, like, a maturity thing. Like, you stop telling as many people of your, like, as many of your deep down, dark, dirty things. I will share things I don't feel like should be secrets. I have a couple of different, quote, mental disorders. I hate that word. Like, I hate thinking of them as thinking, like, they're disorders. I feel like people feel like you're broken. And I'm not broken. Well, I am, but I mean, like, these aren't what broke me. Like, the world broke me. And, these are just, these are, like, the scars that the world left when they broke me. that I have PCOS, which is polycystic ovary syndrome. I have PTSD, depression, anxiety, OCD, and SAD, which is seasonal affective disorder, which means when it's not sunny, I get depressed, which sucks, but I don't really like being all that hot, so it's just like, ugh, sun, I need you, but you're annoying. Rambling. Number 6, what bad habits do you have? Probably straightening my hair too much. That's the one I'm gonna go with. Other than, like, e-cigarettes. Like, I stopped smoking, because, like, I don't like being addicted to things. But I kind of am addicted, but I don't like the smell. So I'm just like, oh, look, this e-thing. Because that's so much better. Not really. So those, I guess. 7, tell us the story of losing your virginity. I'm a sad person. I'm a very, very sad person. I lost my virginity when I was 16. To a guy that I had been best friends with for 2 years. We did it for 3 weeks. Gave it up. Month after our 1 month anniversary, exactly a week after, he dumped me on my ass. And took back the birthday present he gave me, god damn it. It was interesting. We were, like, in actually a really public place when I think about it, and in between bushes. So we could have really easily been caught, which was kind of thrilling, and it was cool. It wasn't as intimate, ironically, as times I've had after that. With people that I didn't know nearly as well, and people that didn't even dare to say that they loved me. So that's been interesting for me, I guess. How frequently do you have sex with other people and then with myself? Other people, not that often. I've had sex exactly 7 times, and there's only been one person I've had sex with twice. And with myself, once a day. Yeah. Once a day, I guess. Maybe twice a day on some days. It gets really bad. I think today's gonna be a twice or three times a day. Because Gone Wild Audio has made my, like, GWA has made my life harder. Like, the struggle has become really, really real since joining GWA. What's my biggest regret? Wanting to find my self-importance in guys. Or girls. Mostly guys. And trying to deny the fact that I was, like, bi/pan. I started off as bisexual, and I was like, no, I'm straight. And then I became pansexual. I'm like, can I at least be bi? If I can at least convince myself I'm bi, then I'll be a little bit more normal. So I guess my biggest regret in all would be trying to be normal / trying to, like, make myself, trying to, like, wrap up my self-importance and self-worth in males / what males thought of me. I feel too much depth. Wow. Freudian slip, kind of, because I'm looking at the next question. But too much depth in this questionnaire. I feel like this is supposed to be, like, a fun questionnaire. What would you choose as your death row meal? Fucking calamari, bitches. Because seafood is amazing. I would want, like, calamari. Or, like, even, like, the squid with, like, the tentacles. But it has to be baked. None of that fried shit. It needs to be baked. I want, like, white wine. And potato soup. And, like, fresh bread. And, yeah. I think that would suffice. I'm a picky motherfucker, okay? Don't judge me. If I'm gonna die, like, my last meal better be, like, the shit. I want dessert, too. Fuck that shit. Give me dessert. What's your favorite scent? Rain. Like, the smell before, during, and after. Like, just rain. Like, I love the smell of rain. And the way it makes it, like, the earth smell. Especially, like, if you're in, like, a forest or whatever. Yeah. 12. Did not read the last couple numbers. Oh, well. Now you know you're in 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night and on sexy time nights? On a regular night? Nothing. Sexy time nights? Lingerie. Because, I don't know, that's what you're supposed to wear, isn't it? I hate it. I hate trying to wear it. Because, like, you wear really sexy things and then the person sees them and takes them right off, so it's not like they need to really be there because they're just going to come off. Do you read in bed? Not as much as I wish I did. Who is your favorite author? I guess I'm gonna say Madeline Lingle. Biggest reason being I love, like, Wrinkle in Time, Wind in the Door, all those. Right now I'm actually working with the True Blood series. I'm reading the book Dead Before Dawn, I think. Oh no, it's Dead Until Dawn. And, like, reading that on and off. But mostly I just read things online because I'm sadly way too of this generation to help it. 14. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. In real life, it was gross. I don't even want to talk about it. It was just gross and annoying and complicated and gross. And I don't even, like, it was okay, really, if I'm honest. It was just, I didn't like it because it wasn't everything I thought it was going to be. So I was, like, really disappointed. And he acted really stupid afterwards. And I was like, thanks. Appreciate it. This is why I don't go after younger men. Which is okay, because I'm pretty young, so going after younger men is redundant and stupid. Because men my own age don't even tend to act very well. I'm secretly hinting to you around my age. My most recent sexual encounter on the internet was also annoying. So I don't really want to talk about that. Let's just skip that one. 15. What one word describes you inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom? I told myself I was going to find a word inside the bedroom. I guess shy. Or, like, feigning shyness, if I can, like, hibernate that. Because I'll act really, really, really shy. But, I don't know, I'm not as shy as I act. And outside, I'm maternal. Like, I act like a mom. Like, people call me mom. Like, I have tons of friends that call me mom. Just because I'm very maternal. And I want to protect and take care of everyone. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? Number 16. Piercings, I have 3 low piercings on my left. Yes, I am touching them. 2 on my right. I have a tragus piercing, which is like that little cartilage piece that sticks out in front of your ear. I have a Monroe on the right side of my face. On my, like, right side of my lip. And I had a belly button piercing, but I took it out, and it's really annoying because you can still see where it was. Have you ever come without touching your penis / pushy? Pussy. Circling pussy. 17. Yes, I have several times. I am extremely sensitive to voices. And so, and I had a hypnodom, yes, ladies and gentlemen, and transsexuals and genderqueers, I am a BDSM child, I had a hypnodom at one point, and he helped out with that, and it's still there, so, yeah, that's fun. But I can also turn that off. Like, I tell people to trigger, but I've had a couple of people misuse it, so I can also turn that off, which is nice. So, mwahaha. But short answer, yes. 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself? Did just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? My record, 50 times, I think. And that was one of the non-touching ones. It might have been more than that, because I think I touched and did it a couple more times that day. But I'd say it was about 50. Yes, technically I challenged it, because I wanted to, like, see if I could do it. It was fun. I was so tired and sore. Are you multi-orgasmic? Yes. And I enjoy it. And it's great. I will mention, now that I've done 17 and 16, that those aren't as intense though. Like, oral orgasms aren't as intense as physical ones. I'm sure they could be. I just haven't, like, it just isn't normally for me. But who knows? 19. What is on your sexual bucket list? Probably, in a public place, but like a play party or something, like that kind of, like, where it would be socially acceptable, and where people would be watching me and like excitedly, but not like very judgmentally watching. Probably a threesome. That sounds really weird coming from my mouth as a female, but I mean, I'm curious. It's not something I need. Getting chased through a forest and taken like an animal, that's one I really want. I love the primal aspect of being chased and being hunted and taken, and yeah. Number 20. Last question. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having one. Not having one, sorry. But maybe someday. What it feels like. It's like having two little magnets stuck inside you. Well, two little magnets. One of them is inside of you, and it's like in your lower abdomen, like right by your pelvic bone, I guess, and there's like a ton of tension, and it just starts building up on top of that magnet. And then there's another magnet that's attached to the ceiling, and those two magnets attract, so there's like a bunch of tension, and it gets even worse and like better if like you give in to the magnet that's pulling you towards the ceiling. And then the magnet moves lower into my clit, and then it's like explosion, and I shake and shudder, and my eyes clench, and everything in me clenches, and yeah, it's intense, and I love it. I get really, really sensitive afterwards, but I think that's probably like the best part, because you know it was really good if you're super sensitive afterwards. And if it was like so intense that like you like shook really hard and like are still shaky after. So yeah, that's my spill it questionnaire done. Talking for a long time is weird, but I'll eventually get used to it. But yeah. Bye-bye.